Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. McBride moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball four. Rocco moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's, Red Sox 3, Indians, 3. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner misplays the ball. That's an error on Steiner. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Earl Henry now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to third. McBride moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Steiner bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Newsom moves to third. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbark hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Pete Fox pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Culberson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Fox now playing right field. Tom McBride now playing left field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross bunts in front of the plate. Garbark fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Mike Riba now pitching. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Makovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Hayes scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Earl Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Makovich moves to third. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball towards left. McBride catches it and throws to home to double up Makovich. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Day hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Culberson, who is chasing the ball. O'Day reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Day scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riba moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riba moves to third. Lake moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Tom McBride. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Makovich. Lazor reaches second base with a double. Riba scores. Lake scores. Metkovich moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Culberson is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Metkovich scores. Lazor moves to third. Culberson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Lazor now playing left field. Dolph Camilli now playing first base. George Metkovich now playing right field. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Makovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Makovich reaches second base with a double. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riba takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Riba moves to second. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Steiner takes first base on ball 4. Culberson moves to second. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Makovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to third. Maciejewicz moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Riba hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Johnson now pitching. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Seary pinch hits for Paul O'Day. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.